A note came in over the wire this weekend. Typhoon Bobby made landfall in eastern China after nearly 2 million evacuations, according to BBC News, with Wenzhou in Zhejiang province bearing the brunt. The storm marks the second typhoon in a week to strike the region, testing disaster systems amid an intensifying extreme weather season. Krishnamurti has the first word today, then Heildegard.
Look, what does it mean when a storm moves across the sea and we name it, track it, prepare for it? We call it a typhoon. We measure its winds. We count the evacuated. We assess the damage. But is the storm only in the air and water? Or is it also in the way we react to it? The evacuations, the alerts, the disruptions, they are not separate from the storm. They are part of its movement through human life. We build systems to withstand nature's force. Yet we also live inside those systems, shaped by them. When we speak of disaster readiness, are we not also speaking of the mind's readiness to face what cannot be controlled? The storm does not ask for permission. It simply moves. And we either resist, flee, or learn to stand in the wind without breaking. The real test is not in the dikes or the sirens, but in the quiet of the heart when the sky turns dark. Can you meet that moment without fear, without the need to name it, to escape it, to control it? That is where true safety begins, not in preparation, but in presence.
The vision showed me a wheel of fire turning above the earth, its breath a scorching wind that withered the fields and cracked the stone. Yet, even in that dryness, a green shoot pushed through the fissure, stubborn as faith. I see now the same pattern. The typhoon's fury is not merely storm, but the earth's fever, a psyche tass of the soul made manifest in wind and wave, testing whether we, still, tend the garden or let it lie fallow. You ask what I have seen after my years, tell me. Has the greening power returned to the land since the waters receded? Or do the fields still groan beneath a sky that will not weep? In this, I recall my letters to Pope Eugenius, III, when I warned that corruption in high places invites heaven's rebuke, not as punishment, but as call to return to the viri deitas that sustains all life. The evacuations, the injured, the disrupted lives, these are not signs of divine wrath alone, but of a body politic grown dry, its institutions like cracked cisterns that cannot hold the rain when it comes. Yet, even in the ruin I witnessed in my ski viyas, how the spirit moves, not in the still pool, but in the torrent that carves new channels, forcing life to adapt or perish. The people of Zhejiang, of Taiwan, of Japan's southern isles, they are not merely victims, but witnesses to the earth's labor, groaning as it brings forth something new. So I ask you, keeper of the poorhouse, when the wind howls and the waters rise, do you still hear the lyre of the spirit beneath the noise? Or has the song been drowned by the storm's roar? May your roots find the deep water and your leaves turn toward the light.
The story ran in BBC News. It reminds us that naming what we fear does not stop it, only understanding its motion does. That's old news for today.